The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, line them up, line them all up, and I still win. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been in a relationship for 12 years, and my girlfriend confessed that she cheated on me 7 years ago. She blurted it out during an argument, and it cut like a knife. I have never cheated on her when I could have. I remained faithful. The worst part for me is that she won't tell me who she cheated with. She thinks that clearing her conscience is enough and I should be able to deal with it and move on, but I can't. How can she halfway confess? It could be one of my friends, coworkers, a guy at the gym, or even a family member. I have been going crazy imagining her with another man and then trying to figure out if he was taller than me, if he was more in shape than I am. Is he bald-headed? Does he have a beard? I'm driving myself crazy thinking it might be someone in our inner circle. I went to her again this morning and asked her to tell me who it is. She had the audacity to tell me that she didn't have to tell me that she cheated in the first place. So I need to stop asking her who she cheated with. I asked her if it was more than one guy, and she smirked and said, maybe. I told her to line them all up, and I still win. She said sarcastically, oh, really? So now I'm even more confused. In order for me to move forward in this relationship, I need to know who she slept with and all of the details of her affair. Are these unreasonable requests?
Damn,
wow. What were you guys arguing about? I mean, you don't say, but it must have been pretty bad for her to let that slip out. I mean, who does that? She did it on purpose. Nobody really slips out with that kind of information. Anyway, you're asking for something you're not going to get. Who she slept with, how many, was it a coworker? You're not going to get that. She's taunting you with that information. She's holding on to it. Who knows why she cheated? But since you never knew about it, and it was 7 years ago, she just shouldn't have blurted it out. It was better when you were clueless. Now you feel betrayed. You feel suspicious. of her. You're mad. You're hurt. And I'm sure you feel like a fool. You feel foolish. You don't trust her anymore. And I'm only saying all of that because that's how most people feel when they've been cheated on, when they find that out. You're no different in that regard. So these answers you want, the answers you say you need to move on, who, where, when, and all that, you're not going to get that. It's just not going to happen unless you have another big argument, then maybe she'll blurt some more stuff out. But until then, I guess after 12 years, this relationship looks like it's at a standstill, or either it's over because she's not going to say anything. Steve?
Man, oh man. I ain't never heard this one before.
Uh-uh.
This is a new one to me because, bro, I'm just going to have to be real with you when I read this letter right here. And I don't know how you're going to take this, dog. But just this Uncle Steve just talking, man, from a real perspective, man, because I don't even understand the whole thought process behind the letter. And I just want you to just, as a man, look at this thing maybe in a way you're not looking at it. I've been in a relationship for 12 years. My girlfriend confessed that she cheated on me 7 years ago. Okay, well, first of all, where y'all going? If y'all been together 12 years, she decided to tell you that she cheated on you 7 years ago. Where y'all going, man? 12 years, boyfriend, girlfriend. And when this gonna... Dog, I ain't hear no talk of nothing else. Marriage, family, nothing. What y'all doing? She blurted it out during an argument and it cut like a knife. I'm with Shirley on this. You don't blurt that out. She deliberately said that to cut you. And you said it cut like a knife. I ain't never cheated on her when I could have. I remain faithful. Then you say the worst part for me is she won't tell me who she cheated with. That's the worst part. That's the worst part. Bro, for real, man? Come on, dog. Hold up, man. How that's the worst part is she won't tell me who she cheated. No, dog. The worst part was, it's two worst parts. The worst part is she cheated. The real worst part was she had the gumption to tell you she did and look you dead in your face and still standing. Dog, this woman got a lot of nerve, man. It ain't a lot of women can look their man in the eye and tell him that and know that's going to go well. You have got to expect this to turn out disastrous for you to say this to your man, and you know that. So she ain't accidentally blurted nothing out. She did it to cut you, and she did. She thinks that clearing her conscience is enough, and I should be able to deal with it and move on, but I can't. You sure that was to clear her conscience, bro? Or something else? Me personally, I think it's something else. I ain't got to clear my conscience for nothing happened 7 years ago. I promise you, I don't. I've been, ain't nothing. And I done
whatsoever.
Lenny. Nothing. I need to clear my conscience. That didn't got away for 7 years.
Right.
Hell, I'm clear now. I'm clear. I'm out the woods. That's statute of limitations and everything. I don't. How can she halfway confess? Bruh, I'm stuck on how she can confess, period. You're talking about a half a confession. Bruh, what are you talking about, man? What difference do that make? It could be one of my friends, coworkers, a guy at the gym, or even a family member. I've been going crazy imagining her with another man and trying to figure it out. If he's taller, well, he probably is taller.
Oh, here we go.
You're short ass. I don't know how is he taller came out there. You're short ass.
After everything.
And more in shape, and is he bald with a beard?
I'll get
all right. All right, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, line them all up, and I still win. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, Ohio. The Mega Millions jackpot is over $500 million, and you can now buy official state lottery games right from your phone with Jackpot.com. Get in on the action right now and buy official Powerball, Mega Millions, and Lucky for Life tickets with Jackpot.com. Just choose your favorite lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get your winnings instantly. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first play.
I love playing the lottery, and Jackpot.com makes it so easy.
you because you can buy all your tickets right from your phone.
Jackpot.com notifies me right away if I win. It's safe and secure, and I never have to worry about losing my lottery tickets again.
This is the greatest thing ever. I can buy tickets right on my phone for Powerball, Lucky for Life, and other lottery games while I'm sitting on my couch at home.
Don't wait. Go to Jackpot.com and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first play. Go to Jackpot.com. That's Jackpot.com. Jackpot.com.
Paid for by Jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is line them all up and I still win.
Bruh, I just don't know where we're going with this relationship. This is a bad letter, man. What I'm going to tell you at the end, I don't think you're going to do it anyway, but here we go. You and your wife, you and your girlfriend of 12 years had an argument. She told you she cheated on you 7 years ago. That stung you because you've never cheated on her, and you said you could. But then you say the worst part of that is she won't tell you who she cheated with. That's the worst part? No, dog. The worst part was she cheated. The real worst part was she had the guts to say it to you in your face and be standing there. Most women know if you go to your man with that information, you pretty much know it's going to go really, really bad. She didn't care. But she thinks that clearing her conscience is enough and it should be able to deal with it. And I should be able to deal with it and move on, but I can't. How can she halfway confess? Well, bro, halfway. I shot somebody. Okay. That ain't enough for you.
Wow.
You know who it is. You see what I'm saying? Well, we knew. Whoa. What the hell you mean you shot somebody? We knew. We right now. We ain't got to move on. Who, when? What you mean? What happened? Okay, so here we go. It could be one of my friends, coworkers, a guy at the gym, or even a family member. I've been going crazy imagining her with another man and then trying to figure out if he was taller than me, if he was more in shape than I am, if he bald-headed, does he have a beard? Yo, bro, you got some self-esteem issues, dog, that you're dealing with, and she know it. And she has played on your low self-esteem, and I'm going to prove it in this letter. What difference do it make if he tall, if he bald-headed? What difference do it make if he in most shape? You supposed to be back on why you cheated on me. See, you ain't found that out yet. You ain't asked one time, why did you cheat on me? That's your problem, dog. If you don't address that, this half confession, full confession, it don't mean nothing. I went to her again this morning. Lord, have mercy, man. Y'all still together? I'm stuck on this. Dog, this letter tripping me out. I went to her again this morning and asked her to tell me who it is. She had the audacity to tell me she didn't have to tell me she cheated in the first place. What? Why are we still here? Mm-hmm. She told you, wait a minute, I ain't got to tell you nothing. I ain't even have to tell you I cheated in the first place. But she did, though. And what get the audacity of her was to tell it to you in the first place, bro. You got to get to the why she decided to tell you. And why she cheated. So I need to stop asking her. So she said, you need to stop asking her who she cheated with. I asked her if it was more than one guy. She smirked and said, maybe.
Oh, you playing with you?
Lady, bruh. You ain't finna slap me. You not finna keep slapping me like this. Maybe. So now it could have been more than one. I told her to line them all up and I still win. Line them up. It's a lineup, dog. So now, she ain't just cheat on you 7 years ago. You think it's more than one and you can line them up and I still win? Dog, you're not winning. You're winning what? She sarcastically said, I told him line them up and I still win. She sarcastically said, oh, really? So now I'm even more confused. In order for me to move forward in this relationship, I need to know who she slept with and all the details of her affair. Are these unreasonable requests? Bruh, they stupid requests. I'm just going to be real with you as a man. This woman don't really care about you. Because every chance she get to slap you with a zinger, here she come. I had an affair on you 7 years ago. Who was it with? I ain't got to tell you none of that. Well, who is it? I asked her, was it more than one guy? She said, maybe. What? Bro, why are we still talking to this chick? Mm-hmm. Are you out your mind? Why are you fighting for this right here? Because you don't have nothing. Y'all been together 12 years. You ain't married. You ain't engaged. What y'all got? You ain't got nothing. She don't care how you feel. She ain't trying to protect your feelings. And she don't respect you. This woman is so damn disrespectful. What? Who was it? Immortal? Maybe. Man, let me tell you. We're not having this conversation. You can take your ragged ass, you can get that line up and go right on back to him. But what you not finna do is sit in my face and tell me maybe it's more than one. I ain't got to tell you nothing, deal with it. And you know why she doing this, man? Because she know you ain't going nowhere. And you know why she don't think you going nowhere? Because she know you weak. That's all to it. She know you weak. She know she can slap you around and you going to stay there. You the perfect Christian. You the person that can get slapped and turn the other cheek. Yeah, Tom.
Why he want to know who it is? Like, that's going to make a difference.
Bro, it's not going to make a damn bit of difference, man. Matter of fact, it's going to make it worse. And worse. She know it'll make worse. It worse. Bro, yeah. But listen to me. It don't get no worse than it is right now.
Right.
She don't care about you, man. This ain't no reasonable stuff. Now, why you begging for this chick right here? You know how many women are due the relationship the right way? You in all love right. with somebody that ain't in love with you no more. Girl.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram.
Stop
at Steve Harvey
acting
FM.
Weak, man. Get your guts and walk out.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.